Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor. I'm Sue Ann McGregor.
And I'm David Barnes. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. This week, we're continuing our Five Dimensions of Well-Being series with another episode around the health dimension. We call this week's show, How to Stop Eating Your Emotions. Last week, we kicked off the series with Reboot Your Health with the Juice Fast. Our featured alignment movie was Joe Cross's popular documentary called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Boy, that title gets right to it, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Joe Cross is really a likable guy, and what a great story. It's amazing how he changed his life through juicing. He's another example of someone that's authentic and vulnerable, and it's probably why we and so many other people like him so much. He's just a real guy.
Exactly. Joe's story is down to earth and encouraging, and he's created a path for many others to embark on a journey to better health. This week, we follow up on Joe's story with his sequel called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 2.
He really went out on a limb on the title on that one,
didn't
he?
Oh, he did.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
Sensible Aussie, kept it simple. In this sequel, Joe Cross examines how to make healthy habits last. Joe meets with experts who present realistic solutions to help people make improvements to eating behaviors and their overall health that are long-term and sustainable. As Joe sets out to learn how to be healthy, he talks to a wide range of experts, follows up with folks from the first film, and connects with new people along the way. Each one helps Joe learn that healthy eating is only one aspect of living a healthy lifestyle. From stay-at-home mums to world-class surgeons to office workers in Kenya, we see that everyone is trying to be healthier, yet struggling to do so in some fashion. While on his journey, and especially with a lot of traveling, Joe experiences some ups and downs when it comes to managing his own weight. Joe's food battles resemble those of the everyday person he meets in his travels.
Throughout this movie, you'll see testimonial videos from all over the world. And it's really fun the way they incorporated technology and social media into this film.
And it's fun for me because I go get to visit home sometimes during the film.
and notice in all of the folks, there really is a similar pattern in each of their testimonials. And you'll see they mirror Joe's experience also. So in all of these stories, there's a similar pattern that we all can relate to. And that's the emotional relationship we have with food. As you watch this sequel, we want you to look out for these key elements in this alignment movie that will help you shift away from using food to soothe your emotions. First, discover your own process that leads to balance. Throughout this series, you'll hear us return to the theme of balance. We believe that balance in all areas of life is a path to well-being. The best path is the one that works for you, and not what others say is the best way to go.
Remember that none of us do really well when somebody tells us to do something.
That's true.
We fight it, basically.
So Joe's advice in the film is really spot on. He says it's not just about following exactly what I did. It's about learning and becoming aware and awake of the fact of the power of fruits and vegetables and just what they can do. So, of course, he does that with an Aussie accent, so I wouldn't be able to pull that one off.
Well, throughout this film, Joe gives you his personal experience of what he learns works for him. We also get solid advice from physicians and experts on what their research has revealed. For Joe, he eats about 40% plants, about 30% from animal, and 30% from processed foods. It seems Joe has found a balance that works for him. As you're discovering what's the best path for you, please remember this next key point. Be aware that you're choosing. We've all learned from our families what each of us considers comfort food or the right food or what's considered normal food to eat. As humans, we have countless erroneous beliefs and emotions about what we eat and the meaning behind our diets. If you desire to improve your health, starting with what you eat is a positive and empowering first step. Unfortunately, many of us believe we're not empowered to choose what to eat because it's just too difficult to change. You'll notice that several of the testimonials talked about the importance of filling your home with healthy foods. For the other stuff, just don't buy it. I know this is true for me. If I keep chips in the house,
me too.
I am done for.
Chips, they won't be there long.
No, even if I buy healthy ones, you know, I'm still going to eat a whole bag of them.
It's true. I'm the same.
We want you to remember that you always have a choice, and no matter what your situation is, you're the only one choosing what to eat every day.
You know, just you're right on the money here. I mean, nobody is forcing you or making the choices for you. The final decision about what to put in your mouth is what Joe calls the last 2 feet of freedom. And you'll see in the end of the movie, he shows the 2 feet, meaning from your hand to your mouth. And he says, no one can tell you what to put in your mouth. No one controls you. Joe says, it's all up to you. The ball's in your court. So if you're considering a juice fast, choose what works best for you. That way you won't wrestle with yourself and create more emotional churn, which just puts you right back to where you started, trying to soothe your emotions by eating them. Notice in the beginning of the film, he explains the different variations of what he calls a reboot. Not all the variations require only juicing. Some people just eat fruits and vegetables for a while, while others do a combination of juicing during the day and then fruits and vegetables at night. Some people juice for a few days, while others go for longer. Regardless of what you choose, just choose what works for you.
I like what Joe said in the beginning of the film about the food we're choosing to eat. He says, "The problem isn't just what we're eating that's making us sick. It's that we're not eating enough that keeps us well." And I know that's been my experience because of having some health challenges in my own life. I found that I had to change my diet, my goodness, back in my 20s, and because I wasn't eating enough of what would keep me well. It's amazing what happens when you do it. So that's why choosing what you eat determines your overall health. So begin by choosing more fruits and vegetables and see how you feel.
So this takes us to our next key lesson that we want you to look for in the film, and that's don't give up, and if you do, try again. Look, changing our eating patterns is no small adjustment, and it takes time, patience, and commitment. So if you find yourself making progress and then falling back into your old ways, which we all do it, don't give up. Just see it as a part of the process of discovering the new set point, if you will, for you. Joe talks about his own experience with gaining the weight back again and how his weight fluctuates based on what's going on with his life. He sees the parallels to stress and his own weight gain, but he's okay with the process as he says, the big difference now is if I do go off the rails, I can always do a reboot and get back on track. Notice he doesn't make a big deal about it. And, you know, we've mentioned in last week's show that we've been juicing since 2006, and, you know, that really has been my experience, too. Now I don't make a big deal about gaining 10 pounds or so. I just go back to focusing on juicing for a short period. So try not to make a big deal about the fluctuation of your weight. If you can keep your focus on the long-term goal of better health and not what the scale says, you'll be more likely to find balance. So if you feel like giving up altogether, maybe it's time to reach out for support from others.
And this leads us to our next key point. Community fosters support and balance. The more David and I do this alignment work together, the more we see the power of community being a common theme. We've discussed in prior episodes the power of community and the correlation to overall human happiness. Basically, we need each other. In 1948, the Framingham Heart Study began studying the heart health of over 15,000 people. The social connections of the participants were studied over a 32-year period. Researchers calculated how changes in the happiness of any person affected their entire network of connections.
This is really just incredible. I mean,
it is to me to think of that period of time.
We've talked about this in past shows, but it's really important to remind everybody there's a lot of science discovering this.
They discovered that human happiness depends upon large clusters of people we don't even know. What the researchers found is that if your friend becomes happy, it increases your chance at happiness by 15%. Up to 3 degrees of separation changes the probability of impacting another's happiness. Happiness spreads through social networks like a virus. Happiness is contagious. If you could possibly sum up the solution to most problems in all of our lives, and in the world for that matter, it's when we create community and stand in unity, we can get through just about anything. I want you just to think for a moment of when there's been natural disasters. Think about how the communities rally and get through it.
That's no small point you're making there. I mean, even in our own personal lives, but on the macro level too.
Definitely.
Community with unity.
Exactly. Notice throughout the film how people turn to food to soothe their loneliness or the loss of a loved one. Most of the emotional struggles involve the lack of true heart connections in their lives. Let's listen to a clip with Joe and Dr. Dean Ornish on the importance of community.
The real epidemic isn't just obesity or heart disease or diabetes. It's the depression and loneliness and isolation. But we can break that. Spending the time with our friends and family isn't just a luxury that we do after we've done all the important stuff. It is the important stuff.
He goes on to say, because feelings connect us, and when we feel connected, then it makes it easier to make these kinds of changes in diet and lifestyle.
This is really terrific advice. And Joe discovered the same need for community through his years of talking to people, and it inspired him to create the RebootWithJoe.com website. He's created a community of so-called rebooters who will support you on your juicing journey. It's really a helpful website, and if you're considering a juice fast, this is the best place, in my view, to start. So go to RebootWithJoe.com, and there's free materials. There's also a guided, coached juicing that you can go through with some experts from around the world. So it's really terrific. So remember, when we make a change, we affect others and inspire them to change too. Just look what Joe did and the amazing impact it's had on all of us. When you find your community, you'll benefit from having support when the emotional obstacles that all of us experience from time to time return. And this leads us to our final key point of this movie. Stop eating your emotions. In our last episode, we discussed that doing a juice fast is an emotional cleanse. That's been our experience over many juice fasts since doing these back in 2006. In this sequel, we get to see what happened to Phil Staples. You remember Phil from the first film. He was the truck driver who reached out for Joe's help and decided to do a juice fast.
Yeah, he ended up losing 200 pounds. He inspired me with his quiet determination.
Well, it's sad to see he gains it all back again. And apparently it was, you know, as a result of, you know, he got remarried and subsequently divorces pretty quickly. And this puts him on a downward spiral. As he writes in a blog that I found online, he says, "The marriage ended badly. I couldn't believe that I was alone and divorced again. Time passed and my heartbreak didn't heal. In fact, it seemed to get worse, and after a few months, set off a major depression. I didn't care much about anything. Friends and family tried to snap me out of it, but they seemed to make my feelings of shame and sadness worse. I started avoiding these well-meaning people and spending more and more time alone. Work became too much for me to handle, and little by little, I started falling into my old habits. depression led to isolation, which led to food, processed food, and lots of it. Phil's vulnerability and transparency is touching to watch in this film. He expresses what most of us do with food at times. We take a bite of food and eat the emotions at the same time, hoping to stuff away the pain. As Phil tells us in the movie, it doesn't work, and he only gets a few brief moments of relief. He says, when the food is gone, the emotion is back, and when the emotion is back, so is the sadness.
This journey to better health is truly a healing emotional experience. There doesn't seem to be a way to health without finding a way to make peace with your emotions. So if you're looking for movies to help with relationships, communication, prosperity, and happiness, check out our past two seasons on our program page. You'll find many alignment movies that help heal these emotional struggles. Also, check out our website, peaceofmindovertures.com, where we have over 50 free alignment movie blogs to choose from. Throughout the film, we heard people's testimonials about their emotional struggles with food. We put those in this alignment session, and when you watch Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 2, you'll get some beneficial support so you can continue this journey with food.
So just a reminder for all our new listeners, what Sue Ann and I have done with this movie and other ones is we've done the emotional work and the belief statements and energized the ones that you really want to reinforce in your life and de-energize the ones that get in the way from finding that balance and that peace of mind. So at this point in the show, we always recap some of the key energetic benefits from watching the alignment film we're featuring, which is Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 2. And so let me just quickly give you a recap. First, the realization that you can stay healthy by choosing to eat more fruits and vegetables. Second, the ability to find a new balance in relationship with food. Third, the desire to eat more food that supports your health and less that doesn't. Four, a realization that you can heal yourself with food. Five, a willingness to find your community and engage on a regular basis. Six, an ability to be more mindful of your food choices. 7. A releasing of emotional soothing through food. 8. A willingness to only bring home food that supports your desire for healthy eating habits. 9. A realization that a healthy diet is less expensive than drugs or hospital visits. And finally, a willingness to do some form of exercise every day. So how do you benefit from this and how does all this work? Well, the steps to energetically benefit from this alignment session are, first, you need to do our intention session, and that's available right here on our program page, and it's also on our other three websites, peaceofmindovertures.com, tamingyourdragons.com, and itsjustcommerce.com, and you'll see there's a tab that says intention session. And you need to do this only once, and think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. You know, once you download the app, it runs the software. And that's essentially what you're doing is you're saying, I want to benefit from the work that Sue Ann and David did on these movies. And so once you've done this once, you'll benefit from any of our alignment movies or TV shows that you go to in the future. And then go watch Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 2 in its entirety. And if you're just listening to this show for the first time now, we recommend you start with Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, the first one. And then go watch the second one. And by the time you get both of these movies, you'll be motivated and ready for a juice cleanse. So you can get Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 2 and the other film, the first one, on Netflix. And it's also available at most streaming outlets. And I bet you can find it the DVD at the library, although we haven't checked, but we want to encourage you to do that. So if you enjoyed this show and you would like more movies to assist with your emotional experience, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons. When you use the code FMGRADIO in all caps, you'll save 25% off Taming Your Dragons or It's Just Commerce. Now, both of our books are available at our bookstore. That's the only place you can buy them, and that's pomomarket.com. That's FMGRADIO coupon code in all caps when you're checking out, and you'll receive a one-time 25% off discount. And if you buy two or more of any of the books, the shipping's on us. So let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away. Has your relationship with food, your body, and your
weight been an emotional issue for most of your life? Are you ready to change the way you feel about you, the food you eat, and how it affects you? We created the Food, Body, Weight, Keeping Things in Proportion Alignment Session to help you discover a whole new relationship with this huge human pattern. It's now available for only $25. This powerful alignment session has been designed to shift the intensity about your beliefs and begin to heal these patterns so that what you eat will have less impact on how it affects your body, your self-image, and how you feel about yourself. If you're ready to make a powerful shift to more balance with your food and your body, then this alignment session is for you. It's now available on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for only $25. Buy your Food, Body, Weight alignment session today right here on fmgradio.com for only $25 and discover a whole new relationship with food. Get yours today and discover more balance and peace of mind.
Welcome back. So what do you have for us today, Sue Ann?
Well, this session is called Be Nice to Yourself. Now, you might be saying, well, this is a familiar theme. Well, that's because I think we all need more and more of it.
I would agree.
I found that I'm really good at muscling my way through a to-do, and that applies to changes in my life as well. I stay on task by demanding I follow all the rules and don't let myself off the hook in any way. It is productive, but at times exhausting mentally and emotionally. It creates a win-lose thought pattern that can be hard to break. And if I don't follow every rule, then I've failed. I've especially noticed this pattern in relationship to food choices. I've come to understand I get further in the long run if I'm nice to myself. That doesn't mean I give myself permission to eat whatever I want. It means I allow myself to go out to dinner and have dessert if I want to, and then the next day I go back to my standard way of eating. It also doesn't mean I skip exercise altogether. It means if I can't fit exercise in one day, I make it a higher priority the next. So I go for a walk before I do other activities. There is a program called Strength Finders that I've done that defines your top five strengths. One of mine is called Achiever. And when I read that, I thought, yes, of course I'm an achiever.
I think that's one of mine too,
yeah.
If I recall.
But what I liked was the description. It says, an achiever describes a constant need for achievement. You feel as if every day starts at zero. By the end of the day, you must achieve something tangible in order to feel good about yourself. Well, every time I read this, it makes me laugh because it's so true. Even last night, I was talking to my brother Bruce about it, and we were laughing together because he's just as bad as I am. We have to achieve something in the day.
I know the feeling.
So to mitigate this tendency, I've learned to focus each day on noticing what I've achieved instead of what I haven't. This is another way of being nice to yourself. It's a way of you giving support to you. Now, what you've achieved, make sure it's you actually notice the small things too, okay? It doesn't have to be, I finished the program that I started 6 months ago. It could be, hey, you know what? I had a juice today. That could be the achievement. So being nice to yourself is another lifestyle change. It takes practice. So pick an area of your life, such as what you eat, and practice being nice to yourself as you make your choices. I promise it will definitely improve your disposition, and your family will appreciate it too. So now what we're going to do is we're going to align ourselves with some intentions so that we can have this being nice to yourself in our everyday life. We're going to make it easier for you to do it naturally. So what do I mean by aligning with some intentions, which are just beliefs that we now want to instill in our bodies? What we're going to do is say the statements, and then we're going to do a modality that we can switch ourselves on for these intentions, just like we switch the dial on a radio station to listen to a particular station. On a daily basis, we want to have these intentions or these statements flowing through our system. They just naturally appear.
Sometimes I think of it as like software, our own personal
exactly.
software.
Exactly. We're downloading some new software and we're installing it.
Yes. And so for those of you that are new to our show, this is what we did with the movie, very much like this.
Exactly.
And so when you get to watch the movie, you change your own inner software, if you will.
Exactly. So let's say these intentions together. I release my need to muscle my way through activities. I let go of demanding I follow every self-imposed rule. I let go of the win-lose mentality. I make being nice to myself a daily practice. When I catch myself being mean to me, I choose again. I make lifestyle changes one step at a time. I embrace a win-win mentality with myself. I look for what I've achieved and congratulate myself. So now what we're going to do is a modality to make this shift. So a modality is just an activity. It just holds the energy to turn that dial or to install that software. So what we're going to do is a thymus tap, and this is very easy to do. All we're going to be doing is tapping on the sternum, which is the bone that goes down between the ribs. So if you think of where your collarbone is, just go to the middle, and that's where we're going to be tapping. Now, you can do this in any sort of rhythm that works for you. You could do a 1-2, which is more like the heartbeat, 1-2. Or if you're a dancer, you could make it a waltz beat, 1-2-3. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, whatever works for you, 1-2-3. Or if you're a salsa dancer, make it salsa, whatever works for you. What the benefit of this thymus tap is it strengthens the immune system, and that's going to help you with your juice fast too. So this is a good practice to get into. Think about it, when somebody's choking a bit, what do? The first thing they do is they thump the chest. Okay? Well, that's actually stimulating the immune system to help them. So, what I wish for you in the coming week is a week full of being kind to you.
That's a really great message, Sue Ann. Thank you. We all need to be more kind to us, because here's the other thing that happens. When we're kind to ourselves, we have more of an opportunity to be kind to others.
Yes. Or call it being nice to yourself, okay?
Yes.
Kind, nice, it's all the same thing.
Nice kindness starts with you, so...
Yes, and that's why I said, I promise you, your family will love you for it.
So this wraps up the health dimension that we wanted to work on, and we want to say a special thanks to Joe Cross for, you know, going out on his journey and sharing it with us and being vulnerable with us and inspiring all of us. I mean, so these two movies are really terrific, and both Sue Ann and I have really gotten a boost from it. And mm-hmm. so we're grateful to Joe for rebooting our health this last couple of weeks. And so now, next week, we're going to make a shift to the next dimension of well-being that we've selected for this series, and it's going to be based on food. And we're going to do a couple shows around this, about the importance of the selection of food and really what's all behind that. So we hope that you join us next week, Thursday at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, right here on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us.
wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.